Hey everybody, this is for Thursday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa, here with my husband, Scott.
Hello.
And we're just glad that you've taken the time to listen to us today. It's our prayer that you hear something, you hear mainly God, through what He's given us, and that you will be better than you were before you listened.
When your contact with God is strong, you will be filled with joy and thanksgiving, instead of at the mercy of destructive habits and dependencies. We back this up with Colossians 2, 6 through 7. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him, and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness.
Right, and the key to it is when our contact with God is strong.
Yeah.
That's what this is all about. And you and I can really speak to that. Mm-hmm. But I would like for you to go ahead and start, because from a practical standpoint, honey, you know, you had a crazy past. And once you, your relationship with God blossomed, how did that change for you when you were so, got so close with Him?
Well, I mean, Someone's
emailing us.
Yeah.
Well, is it, could it be God?
Yeah, maybe. You might open up our email.
It's an email.
Yeah. Well, when you, you know, when you're, when my contact with God was not strong at all, because I wasn't following Him, you know, for 40 years of my life. And so, you know, I thought that I was on the right path. I was on Scott's path. And so it led me to destructive behaviors. It led me to addiction. Quietly addicted, where most people didn't even know, except some of the people I was getting it from. And so, you know, I didn't have any kind of direction. I thought I did, but as I look back now, I just realized, my goodness, man, I was off the beaten path, man. You know, I mean, I was, you know, wanting to take, I was taking care of my kids and this and that, but in secret, I was just a person who was addicted to drugs and to other things that was not good for me, and I was just, I was slowly but surely, I was killing myself, you know, and so, but when I came to know Christ, and He put His arms around me and just said, "Hey, man, I've got you." You know, I mean, people ask me, what does it feel like to know Jesus? I can't tell you that. But I will assure you one thing. When you do, you'll know.
And you know, honey, you are naturally joyful. I've told you on your tombstone, we're going to put the joy of the Lord with Scott's strength. So having said that, you are already a joyful person. But once you had this relationship with God, it's like we've already talked about. It says that we will be filled with joy and thanksgiving. How did that joy change for you? And also, what did the Thanksgiving part mean for you? I'm not talking about the Thanksgiving meal, but what did the Thanksgiving... I know you were so grateful for what He had done. I don't want to answer that for you.
Well, my joy, you know, before I knew Christ was, you know, I mean, partying and just doing, you know, just doing the things you shouldn't be doing. That's what I thought was bringing me joy. But once I came to know Christ, the joy changed into something totally different. The joy turned into a cross. That's what it turned into, is a cross. And then I looked at Him and He taught me what true joy really is to know Him, to allow Him to love me. You know, that's what joy turned into. And then I became thankful. And I went, my gosh, Lord, You were with me all the time. You were with me all the time. And I spit in Your face. But You kept Your pace with me. And You kept right beside me.
I kept pursuing You.
You knew. You were drawing me. You knew one day. And so that's when the thanksgiving comes in. It's just, thank You, Lord. You know, On February 5th, or February 20th, 2005, I died. And on February 20th, 2005, he rose me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful for that. So grateful. And those of you who know Jesus know exactly what I'm talking about. And those of you that maybe don't, you know, today we'll give you a chance to know him.
And, you know, this speaks to all of us. That was beautiful, honey.
Mm-hmm.
When like we said in the beginning, when our contact with God is strong, you'll be filled with joy and thanksgiving. And here's the other part. Instead of at the mercy of destructive habits and dependencies, and I'm going to speak to that because for me, it wasn't necessarily and isn't necessarily a dependence, but I can fall into some unhealthy patterns that I've had before my roots went deep in the Lord, and I can still fall into those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot for me, I had a lot of religious legalistic thinking, mindsets, just overthinking is something that I battle.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not careful, you know, excuse me, those kinds of things. We're talking about not just the substances and those things that people we go to try to find a salvation in a bottle or whatever the case may be. And so when I spend time with God, and whatever that looks like for most people, it doesn't have to be in the morning, but it is for me. I can always tell when I am needing to be with him. I can tell when I don't spend mm-hmm. time with him, I can tell. And keeping that contact with him through prayer, through study of the word, through surrounding myself with other people who have a strong walk with him,
yeah.
me just meditating in his presence, that's how I keep my contact strong with him. And when that is not strong, you know, everybody else around me suffers, especially myself, and it is vital for me. Oh, I'll fall back into my destructive habits and tendencies like we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for everybody. It's that they all just they're just different, but it's all the same. It's him that we need. And if we don't have him, we're going to fall prey to that. And those yeah. things are short-lived. He is stable. He is foreverlasting. He's always going to be there. But it's up to us to go and pursue that love that he already has for us.
That's right.
Instead of trying to replace it with all of these other things and all of these other people.
Well, I came to
wrong
realize.
Wrong relationships yeah. is huge, too, in this.
Yeah, and I came to realize, you know, that I, you know, not knowing him for so long, I was at the mercy of my destructive
yes.
habits
we all
and
are.
My dependencies.
Mm-hmm.
But when I came to know him, then I became to be dependent on his mercy. Boy, what a difference.
And then, like, for me, you realize I didn't have a relationship with him that I thought I had.
Yeah.
And a relationship requires work. It requires nourishing, and this is no different.
I mean, you the church door was open when you were growing up. You were there.
I was there.
But just because you're at the church doesn't mean you have a relationship
mm-hmm.
with him. And I don't want to step on anyone's toes when I say that. I'm just going by what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says we have to have a relationship with him. Okay? And so, yeah, it's great. You know, we all need to go to church and be empowered by other believers and by the church body. But the first thing we have to do is to have a relationship with Jesus.
And it's something that you want to do. Once he touches you,
yeah.
once you realize it's him, it's cause and effect. You want to, let's just say, be at church. You want to
yeah,
do the
want,
things that
yeah.
please him. You don't have to be made to do anything. It's just, you just want to.
I was talking to one girl one time, and she was saying, you have to go to church to know God.
Hmm.
Why do we go to church? To praise him as a unified body.
We get to go.
Yeah, we get to go to church, man, to go, you know, to praise him as a body. But we praise him every day individually.
Our lifestyle is a style of worship. The way we live
yes.
our life, the way we take care of ourselves, the way we steward everything that he's giving us.
Yeah.
What's in our minds, what's in our hearts, all of that is a lifestyle of worship. It's all about him.
That's right. And, you know, and like we have a great pastor, and he's a pastor of teaching and encouragement. And so, you know, we get filled up, you know, it helps us get filled up as well. But that special relationship with him is 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just on Sunday. Okay. And so, you know, we just encourage you. We really do to strengthen your walk with him. and to know Him, don't we, Aaron?
Yes, we do. And that's how we want to wrap this whole podcast up, is with that very thing. When your contact with God is strong, and we've given you some ways to think about that, what that looks like if you're new to this, we'll show you. You know, we've talked to you. I'm sorry, our phone was just ringing. We've given you some examples, but the main thing is it's between you and God.
That's right.
Prayer and letting Him lead you is going to be what you need to do more than anything.
Well, if you want that strong bond with God, you need to know His Son Jesus. Do you? Do you really know Him? Well, you know what? I want you to really ask yourself that right now. And if you're just realizing it right now, you know what, man, I don't. Then here's your chance. You know, God's been drawing you all your life. So here's your chance to give your life to Him. If you would, please pray this prayer with us and start experiencing the joy and thanksgiving of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day. And because of that cross, You say my sins are forgiven if I ask You from a sincere heart to forgive me. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, have mercy on me. Thank You for teaching me what joy and thanksgiving is. Today I give You my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. Mm-hmm. If you prayed that prayer of salvation, we're so, so happy for you. And all the angels in heaven are partying right now in your name, you know. They're just having a party. So if you would, please let us know at Living It Up, Beginning Again, our Facebook page, or go to our website, info@livingitup.org.
That's right. Well, we love you all. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
Well, beginning again.